This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're now going to continue our series of Shirim on Tefillah. We're learning the Bracha Ahava Rabbah, or those who say Ahava Soilam. The Shirim of Tefillah are sponsored by my good friend Los Angeles, Rabbi Sala Rose, Lilo Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Neshama Shavin Aliyah, should be a male Tzioshe for his whole family, Abi Askel Tzedek. This week's Shirim are dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi Kenny Pinsauer, in honor of his birthday this coming Shabbos. Vivan Shem should be Mavarech him and his whole family, Arichas Yom Vishanim, Abi Askel Tzedek. The source sheets are not available yet, so please, if I could beg your indulgence, I would like to share with you something very beautiful about Ahava Rabbah. And for those who want the source sheets, I'll be able to prepare it with Hashem's help later this afternoon. We say Ahava Rabbah, Ahavtanu Hashem Leikenu, a great love you have loved us, Hashem our God. Chemla gedoyla v'yisera chamalta aleinu. A great and exceedingly great mercy, you have had mercy on us. What are we referring to when we say God loved us? And what are we referring to when we say chemla gedoyla v'yisera chamalta aleinu? When it comes to the love, it's great. When it comes to the mercy, it's exceedingly, excessively great. It's gedoyla v'yisera. The ahava is rabba. The chemla is gedoyla v'yisera. What are we referring to? Says the Vilna Gaon. In the times of our avos, when God took us out of Mitzrayim, it was with great love. But then we made the golden calf, and God said, "I'm going to destroy them in an instant." But then Hashem had mercy on us, and He atoned our sin. Chemla is after anger, the Gra says. But it's gedoyla v'yisera. Because after God took us back, He said, "You know what? I'm going to give you all kinds of goodies now. Now, I'm going to give you the luchais. And I'm going to tell you to build a mishkan. And I'm going to live with you, and you didn't have originally." So think about it. Usually we say, Shelo yehei choytei niskar. We don't want the sinner to gain. But think about it. First God just gave us the luchais. Then we sinned and we blew it and God wanted to destroy us. But we did tshuva and God accepted it. And He gave us luchais again. And He even said, "You know what? I love you so much. I want to live with you now. Make me a home. V'shachanti b'soichech." So the ahava was rabbah. But the chemla, after the anger, was gedoyla v'yisera, was exceedingly great. And that's a very beautiful idea. That in contradistinction to a flesh and blood, who after somebody hurts you, even if you make up, it's very rarely the same relationship as it once was. And even more rare will it be better. Hashem doesn't work that way. The way the Ribbono Shalom works is that not only is it Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Hashem makes it better than Kedem. Because aside from the fact that God now told us to make the Mishkan, there is an idea that with Luchais Shniyais, we were given an expansion of the oral law. The Beis Halevi writes, the Netziv writes, that originally the oral law was basically engraved on the Luchais. With Luchais Shniyais, God gave us Yud Gimel Midoy Shahatoyra Nidrashas Bahem, and the oral law exploded. And Marv Raboisai, this is not just a beautiful thought, it's a very timely thought for this time of the year. If you look in the first pasuk in Chagai, the prophecy of Chagai is a beautiful Navi, really stunning. I think it's three chapters. We learned it together in the Young Israel a number of years ago. Chagai begins in the second year of Darius. In the sixth month, on the first day, God spoke to Chagai regarding Zerubbabel that you guys say it's not time to build the second Beis HaMikdash. I say it's time to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Let's take note of when this prophecy was said, on the first day of the sixth month. Says Abarbanel, rarely you could count on a hand how many times in Tanakh it gives you the date of the month that God addresses the Navi. When does it ever say, oh, God spoke to Moshe on the third day of the fifth month? It's not relevant what the calendar date was. Why does it say the prophecy to rebuild the second temple was on the first day of the sixth month? The answer is the first day of the sixth month is a very important calendar day. It's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul is the day Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the second time. Elul is a time of second chances. Do you think it's a coincidence, says Abarbanel, that God told the Navi to rebuild the second temple on the same day He told Moshe Rabbeinu to come up to get the second Luchais? Rosh Chodesh Elul is a day of second opportunity. Now, most people think second opportunity is never as good as first opportunity. But we already saw from the Luchos Rishonos that actually Luchos Shniyos were better than Luchos Rishonos. God gave us more Torah. And it's the second thing with this, it's the same thing with the second temple. With the second temple, the pasuk says, "Gadol yeh kavod habayis ha'achroin min harishain." The honor of the second temple was greater than the first temple. Even though, by the way, the Gemara says there was no aroin and urim v'tumim and eish and shechina and ruach hakodesh, and there was no, but nevertheless, most of the Torah Shebaal Peh came down to Klal Yisrael in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. There was an explosion of the Orala. And that's the meaning of Gadol Yeh Kavod Habayis HaHazeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. So Rosh Chodesh Elul is not only the opportunity, not only is this month the opportunity of second chances, it's the opportunity to make the second chance greater than the first chance. You see, the first chance is Ahava Rabbah. The second chance is Chemla Gedoyla Viseira Chamalta Aleinu. Chemla Gedoyla Viseira Chamalta Aleinu. And it's a very powerful idea that the way the Ribbono Shel Olam works is that He doesn't say, "Whoa, you insulted me, so you know, I'll basically be Michael you," but you know, it ain't ever recovering completely. No. The Talmud Devara points out the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'makoyim Shabalei Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzadikim Gemur Michaelam Lamay. When God takes back the Baal Tshuva, He doesn't say, "Well, you know, I'll let you in the room, but you sit in the bleachers." No. You're coming back in, you have back seats. You have a press box now. That's the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah of Hashem is the original love is Rabbah. The second love is Gedoyla V'Yaseira. The original love is Luchos Rishonos. The second love is Shniyos greater. The first one is Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni is Gadol Yeh Kavod Bayis Hazav Harishon and Achrayin. The Talmud Devara says this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Midah of Yashuv Yerachamenu. Says the Talmud Devara, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnaye Kemidas Basar V'Dam." God does not accord Himself like flesh and blood. Normally, in a human relationship, if your friend gets you angry, when you make up with him, you only make up minimally, not like it once was. But with God, if a person sins and he repents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is madrigas higher. This is what it means. And the Talmud Devar explains, because you see, originally, this world is like a hay. So when you fall out, Rabbi Isai, and you come back in, you're not coming in from the opening on the bottom, you're coming in from the opening on top. So you get an even better seat when you come in the second time. And therefore, the Talmud Devara says we should emulate the ways of Hashem. that if somebody harms you, insults you, does wrong to you, and they want to make up with you, you should try to bring them closer, fully, even more than they were with you before. And that requires tremendous character and tremendous midos and really being going against one's basic nature and instinct. But that's what we're aiming for. That's what we hope for. That's what our goal is, to emulate the ways of Hashem. This is the mida of the Ahava Rabba, but the Chemla is Gedoyla Visera, Yashuv Yirachmenu. And it occurred to me that in that case, Ahava Rabba is speaking about God's love for us after the Egel. The Magen Avram says, and it comes out very beautiful, that the beginning of the bracha is similar to the end of the bracha. The Magen Avram says all the zechirois are alluded to in Ahava Rabba. When you say Lahoidois Lacha, you should think God gave us a mouth to thank Him and not to speak Lashon Hara like Miriam. And Viker Avtanu reminds us of Maimon Har Sinai. And we talk about how Hashem gave us the Torah that commemorates the giving of the Torah. And Shimcha Hagadol reminds us of Amalek, who wants to make God's name minimized. But when do we remember the Chet Ho'egel? We say, we say, now God loves us, but when we did the Egel, His love for us was not so great. So it comes out the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha are parallel and similar in that we're remembering the Chet Ho'egel, and we're saying that despite the Chet Ho'egel, when God retook us back, it was Gedoyla V'Yisera. So this insight into Ahava Rabba should be very meaningful, especially this time of the year. And we should always remember that when we return to Hashem, He takes us back and loves us even more than He did originally. Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.
Thanks so much.
Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
You have a minute for a quick question?
Yeah, sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.